You're listening to Bryce Mills and Ebony Boadu on Triple J.
Look, let's be real.
Come on.
We don't have a lot of money to spend.
Fair.
We're pretty broke if we're keeping it real, but enough to invest in a good song. And you, sir, the king of punk, hardcore, we're not super across this genre, right?
That's we could right, be right. more knowledgeable, that's for sure. So, we're not going to necessarily buy the first thing that drops into our lap. So, this better be a good pitch, I'm telling you, man.
Well, I've targeted my selection quite well, I feel. Like, I've got an act that I feel is going to draw you into punk rock. Because we have what are called gateway artists. Mm. Who, you know, acts that you can more easily connect with than the really angry, sort of heavy stuff. So, I'm going to introduce you right now to an act called Kenny Hoopla, if you would indulge me. Kenny started as a young singer-songwriter out of Cleveland who started quite young. He, in several interviews, he remembers a quote-unquote horrible freestyle rap when he was about 10 years old. Ooh. That he recorded on a little tape. But he kind of began, like, you know, in that sort of like SoundCloud rap scene, and in his early days was a bit sort of, you know, lost in the wash of things. But he really kind of came into his own in 2020, when he introduced the world to a track called How Will I Rest in Peace If I'm Buried by a Highway? And it goes like this. She's gonna cut my hair off, but I don't care.
All right, look, interest is a little bit piqued here, especially this seems like someone who might have been hopping around these genres, a bit of like a Machine Gun Kelly trajectory in a way.
Ooh. I mean, he is. And obviously you could hear in that first kind of, you know, the teaser of that track right there, he's bringing sort of like disco beats, but then over sort of like a post-punk vibe. But then I got really excited in like the late 2020, I think it was October of 2020, he dropped a photo of himself in the studio with Blink-182's drummer Travis Barker.
Okay.
Which is, in my opinion, the ultimate seal of approval. If you're working with Travis Barker, that's, you know, my money in the bank.
So a co-sign from a safe name, someone that people will know and trust.
I also love that you sort of, you know, we're not super into this genre. So you've been like, look, he started off with rap. All right. We'll ease you into it.
Yeah. Same as Machine Gun Kelly. Started off with rap. But yeah, on this new track is just, it's just quality pop punk. Like hearing the song really kind of blew me away with how good it is.
So this is top shelf. If your palate's not adapted to this type of flavour,
I like that.
It may be able to sit on the tongue.
Yeah.
Because I'm a little bit of a basic punk girl, I'd say. A bit basic. So.
Well, like I said, this is the gateway. This sort of pulls you in, along with like Machine Gun Kelly and Halsey. Those sort of tracks are what we call gateway tracks. You know, they're the first, you know, because no one comes into it listening to Converge and Pig Destroyer. You know, we came in listening to Good Charlotte, Green Day, you know, like that early, easy to digest pop punk. And that's where everyone kind of starts. And so this is your entry. And then, you know, as I come back again, I'll get a little bit angrier.
You're with Bryce and Ebony on Triple J Breakfast.